Glad to get a response. That means I'm not here by myself. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on this hot day. We can cool off a little bit inside here, but our spirits are on fire for God, and we are here to learn and worship and share and love all of those things that we do as a community of faith, and we take them beyond our walls. But it begins here with our worship of God. And I pray that you will be moved and touched and in spirit and in truth on this day. Let's greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Okay, I think George has stopped playing this morning. I think that's our cue. Okay, well, good morning, Calvary. Yes, yes, yes. We have come together this morning to praise and worship our Holy Father. And we are just so thankful and happy to be here, and we give him all the honor and glory and blessings on this church. I am Robin Stowers, and I am your liturgist for the month of July. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you. But I'm looking out in this audience, and I see these Egyptian people. You seen some Egyptians wandering around? I wonder if I could get those Egyptians to stand up. I want the congregation to take a look at all these Egyptian ladies we have here this morning. Does everybody know why they're dressed up like Egyptians? VBS, that's exactly right. Thank you, ladies. You look absolutely stunning. Just what a good job they did on their outfits. It's going to be a really, really fun week. And that's one of my announcements this morning. Starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., VBS, Vacation Bible School, here at Calvary. And, you know, we have some wonderful, wonderful, dedicated, Jesus-filled, heart-filled ladies in this church and gentlemen who have been working diligently to put this on, and it is going to be a blessing. There's going to be double blessings for the children that come, and it's just an exciting time. So please lift up VBS this week in your prayers, if you would, so that we can have a God-filled, glorified week, all in the name of Jesus. Okay, that was our first announcement. Our second announcement is, I hardly had any room in my Sunday school class this morning. Anybody know why? Because it was full of indoor yard sale stuff. They rearranged our whole Sunday school room, but they did put do not sell on our Sunday school furniture, so that was really cool. So nobody will buy our furniture. But anyway, that is the next, after VBS, that is our next big event here at Calvary, is an indoor garage yard sale. Anyway, and it is a fundraiser, and I see that a lot of you have already done your due diligence and brought things, and, you know, that's what's going to make it a successful event. So we also want to keep that in prayer. Please keep that in prayer that the fundraiser will help this church, okay? And our third announcement is, we're going to present it more next week, but it is going to be the children's back-to-school style show, and it will be on Saturday, August 6th at 10 a.m., and we will tell you more about that next week once we get through VBS, okay? Other than that, I would like to welcome everyone here. If you're a guest, we welcome you and hope that you'll come back. And don't forget to do your prayer and praise cards and enjoy the service today. Hello. We'll start with opening words found in your bulletin. We gather this day from a week filled with needs and demands.
We come to find
rest and renewal. Oh, open our hearts in love to hear the voice of God. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice
and
be
glad
in it. Amen. If you would stand and turn in your hymnal to page 301, we'll sing Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
If you would turn to page 888, we'll have our affirmation of faith. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved.
Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross, reconciles all things to God.
Amen.
Start Vacation Bible School, and I'm excited about that. I hope you all are going to come. Yeah, good. That's excellent. And, pardon? You haven't been invited. I'm so sorry about that. Well, I'll leave that up to Barbara. I'll leave that up to Barbara. Everyone's welcome. Thank you, Barbara. Well, I'm very glad that y'all are here today, and I want to give you a little bit of a history lesson. I hope it won't be a boring history lesson. Some of you may know, I don't know if you know this or not, you may or may not have learned this in school, but we have walked on the moon. We have sent astronauts into space and walked on the moon. How many of you knew that? You did. You knew that. That's great. That's wonderful. There were two astronauts. It was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. And they got to the moon, and Neil Armstrong was the first to step out. And what he said was, I'm going to have to read the quote so I get it right. He said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Everybody out there remembers that. But you guys weren't even born yet. I was in about 7th or 8th grade when that happened. And that was a real exciting moment. But there was one moment that wasn't on television and that we didn't see. That was because Buzz Aldrin, before he went to the moon, he had a little piece of bread and a little chalice of wine that he took with him on the spaceship, and he took communion before he went to the moon, before he went out on the moon. He took it with him. Now, does anybody remember and can tell me what communion is? I bet you Bradley can. What's communion? Yes. That's right. That's right. And it is a symbol, and it was a symbol to Buzz Aldrin that even on the moon, Jesus was there. Even wherever you go, Jesus is present. And he wanted to remember that, and so he took the communion elements with him to the moon, and he took communion just before he went out into space and onto the moon. And that's one of the things that we're talking about today in our Bible lesson, is how Jesus is present with us and how we recognize Jesus' presence. And that's what I want you all to take with you, is that wherever you go, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Remember, just stop and remember. You might have to stop and take communion or think about taking communion and say, Jesus is here with me. Can we be thankful for that? Jesus is here wherever we are. Let's bow our heads in prayer. We thank you, God, for your great mercies and gifts to us, especially the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives with us and in our hearts wherever we are. May we always receive him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. I really like the fact that the children, even though they go away for children's church, on Communion Sunday, they stay in here. So they've all experienced communion. They know what it is. I was at a church once where they didn't used to do that. We would sometimes give them communion in their classroom, but they didn't come to church and see communion in church. And I'm so grateful that we do that here. We continue to worship and serve our God this morning with the gifts of our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so grateful for your presence. Help us to receive you into our lives, and we offer ourselves as gifts to you today, our very lives to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ercom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. From the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ercom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ercom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years, you've made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Andy Haney and George Thompson.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, George. That is always moving to me to hear that. I appreciate you for that. Some of you may be wondering why that extra candle is burning up there, and it was another week in which there were signs of violence everywhere, and it just gets to be such a burden carrying all of that as people in the world, the brokenness of the world on top of us. And so I light that candle today to remind us of those who either lost their lives or who have been injured and in acts of violence around the world, and to remind us that we serve the Prince of Peace and that we are called to be peacemakers. And so I have that there to remind us in our time of prayer that we need to always, always bear in mind the suffering of others that we carry with us in this world and the hope that we have that we place in our God. I want to ask a special favor of the teachers and leaders of the Vacation Bible School. They showed you their costumes, and now I would like them to come forward to receive some prayer so we can give a blessing to this Vacation Bible School for our teachers. If they would come and kneel at the altar of our Lord as we pray for them. Let us pray. God, we give ourselves to you this week in service to the littlest ones among us, the children, not only in our church but in our community, who need so much to experience in their lives a place of safety and warmth and a place where they are loved unconditionally. And so we have opened our doors and asked the community to come in. And I pray for all of those who are leading us this week. You are the hands and feet of Christ. Be, dear God, help them be your servants in this mission, sent into the world to share the good news of your love for all children everywhere. We thank you so much for their service and their willingness to give of themselves this week for your service, for your kingdom. And all this we give you thanks and praise today and ask that you keep us safe as we move forward and as we give ourselves to you in this new way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to number 399, we'll sing Take My Life and Let It Be. be seated.
Our scripture this morning will be on the screen and also found on page 87, and it comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" Sounds a little familiar, I think. Martha wanted Jesus to point at Mary and say, "Go help your sister in the kitchen." But he didn't do that. Instead, he told Martha just to calm down a bit and said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things." Then he praised Mary, saying that she has taken the better part. I know that we can all think of times when our children were fussing and pointing fingers at each other, or when we felt put upon and taken for granted, or perhaps others had accused us of slacking off and not being helpful. In many ways, this is a universal story, and it lends itself to thinking about the tension that's in religion between activity on the one hand and contemplation on the other, between being busy and being still, between doing and being. These are things that we constantly strive to have balance in our religious faith. And based on that, I could come up with a sermon outline that goes a little like this. One, the modern world is full of too many things to do. We're consumed with worry, and we're easily distracted by expensive amusements and electronic toys. Two, we should all stop being like Martha and start being like Mary, putting aside our worries and distractions and listening to Jesus. And three, since Jesus isn't around for you to literally sit at his feet, you should do the next best thing, which is come to church more often and sit and listen to your teacher or your preacher. It just happens to be me. So one, two, three points, and I could say the sermon was done. A nice little three-point outline, but I don't think it was the point of what this story means. The meaning, I think, turns on figuring out what the one thing needed is. what is the better part that Mary has chosen? What is Luke trying to say? And why in the world would he include this minor incident in the life of these two women? What is the meaning for us? For Luke, this is not a story of being versus doing. It's a story about receiving the word of God into one's life. As the scene opens, Martha has made a good start at receiving the living word of God, Jesus the Christ, in our midst. And as he enters the village, she has invited him into her home. And he did what he had instructed his disciples to do when he sent his disciples out. He accepted her hospitality, the invitation of shelter that he received, and was ready to eat whatever was put before him. He was in their midst. But then Martha turned from being welcoming and hospitable to being worried and concerned, worried about making a good impression. And when Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things," he's not talking about her life in general. He's talking about that exact moment in particular. She was so busy worrying about which dish to serve and what must the neighbors be thinking and shouldn't we take attendance of everybody who's here and get everybody's phone number and address and so we can send them cards later. She was so busy, really, thinking about the work of ministry that she had no time to remember her guests. The reason she was having the dinner in the first place. She had invited the Christ into her home and into her life, and then she had no time for him. It wasn't that her life was too busy and worrisome and distracted. It was not that she had no time for leisure, for recreation, for thinking deep thoughts and warm feelings. All of those things are important. But that's not what Luke was after here. He was after the problem of having Christ in your house without having Christ in your heart. He was after the problem of making your faith about what you can do for God rather than about what God has already done for you and wants to do with you and through you for others in the world. The one thing needed, the better part that Mary had chosen, is the part of allowing the Word of God in all its forms, whether written, living, read, or preached, to speak to and change our lives. And Mary chose to sit and listen to the Word of God. She chose the better part, but not the only part. We too today are invited to come and sit at the feet of Jesus, to listen to the Word of God, to pay attention to the activity of God in the world, and to be changed by that word. But we are also, at the same time, sent out by that word, sent out into the world to get busy with the holy business of unconditional love, bottomless generosity, and unending compassion. And lest we forget, we are sent to be peacemakers, to show the world the life-changing grace and heart-melting love that God in Christ has shown to us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
If you will stand and turn to page 370 in your hymnals, we'll sing Victory in Jesus.
Sometimes when a person smiles, it doesn't reach all the way to their heart. You can tell the difference between a smile that's just on the surface and a smile that just lights you up. That's the difference that Christ makes. It's not just on our lips, but Christ comes into our hearts, and we are moved and changed and are never the same. Where you receive now the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you as you leave this place. Go in His peace. Amen.